Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to Regal and Fuse Daily News for Friday, the 3rd of May, 2024. My name's Colin, and I'm delighted to be joined by Scott. How are you this morning, my friend?
Yeah, no bad, mate. As no better way to kick off the day than speaking about Rangers. But no, I look forward to it.
Nah, good, good. What's up there in the High Rocks training? Are you a tank yet? Six-pack yet?
Based on no, but for those who don't know what Colin's speaking about, I'm training for a thing called Hyrox. It's basically a fitness assault course type thing. I'm doing it for McMillan Cancer, and there'll be a Just Giving link in the description and on the tweet as well. So any donations to that or any shares or anything that would be much appreciated. I did do a training class on Tuesday night that ended with 15 minutes of sprints, and I still can't feel my legs. So that's going great.
Yeah, it sounds smashing. But yeah, I'll put that link in the description as well. And hello to all the listeners. Just a wee reminder, if you're watching and you've not subscribed on YouTube, Scott will battle you because he's a tank. So please give us a like and a subscribe. But Scott, fairly slow news day today. Just a couple of stories to kind of cover off. One that we've not spoken about this week. Many reports saying that Fabio Silva is for the off. So these reports are coming from England, for the Scottish press. I do think they started in Portugal. And they're saying that Wolves are looking to sell him. Rangers won't be interested or won't be in the conversation because it's around the 15 million mark they're putting in or they're looking for. Probably two things for me. First things first, I never thought this was going to be an option that we keep him. And second of all, I'm not too bored given his recent performances. Any different take on that?
No, I think you could have told me the story when we signed him, the 1st of January, I think it was, we signed him. and I wouldn't be shocked. Even if he scored 15 goals, I still don't think we signed him permanently because I don't think we could afford them. Well, we've paid 35, 40 million quid for the boy, which, based on what I've seen him, is the biggest scam in football history. But, no, he's just not been... I just don't think he's suited to Scotland. I think he's played to... I'd say his best performance for us was Benfica away. I think he was outstanding. Player off left, thought he was great. And that says to me he can go to Portugal and kick on, hopefully revitalise his career, because I think he does... He does obviously care about Rangers because you see social media, that's all he puts on, is him in training, him having a laugh with the boys, whatever. So he does have a soft spot for us. So hopefully, I just don't think it's worked out. And hopefully, for his sake, he can kick his career on, because you can see glimpses of talent there. But sometimes these people just don't work in Scottish football. I look at Sam Lammers, just killing it in Dutch league. Someone to a lesser extent, because I think he was unfairly treated at Rangers. Ahmed Diallo, who we've seen kick on at Sunderland. Sometimes talented players don't work in Scotland, and Fabio Silva probably comes under that list.
Sam Lammers was a comparison I was going to make. Like, you're right, Silva clearly has talent. But I would say Scotland, I would take it away for Scotland. Sometimes it just doesn't work for a player and a club combination for whatever reason. So, yeah, I think his best role part is he will be moving back to Portugal in the summer. And I think that's why these stories have originated from Portugal. It seems to be folk in and around the players' camp that are starting this. So, no, I think it ended. Hopefully, it gets a goal in each of the five games between now and the end of the season. Then we can thank him, shake hands, and wish him all the best. On to another story about farewells. Giovanni van Bronckhorst was speaking in Dutch TV about his departure for Rangers, and it's just a very small snippet. He said, "I don't know if it makes it more difficult to return to a club you were previously successful at, but I was a player at Rangers and went there as a manager, and I left in a way I didn't want to, in the wrong way. Of course, Feyenoord is a club in my heart. Everybody knows that. I first walked in there when I was 7, but nothing is happening at the moment. I haven't had time to think about it yet. Of course, I had a great time at Feyenoord, 4 years as an assistant, then 4 years as a manager, and I had a lot of wonderful moments. I cherish that." So, basically, these comments came off the back of how has he been since leaving Rangers and what's happening in the future for him. It's probably something that we don't think about or we don't speak about enough. Obviously, we've all got opinions on the Van Bronckhorst reign, but we never really speak about it. It will be hurting him as well, the way he left and how successful or the lack of success he had. I do wonder, like, now that we've seen Michael Beale, the narrative's starting to change a wee bit under Van Bronckhorst, and I don't know. I think at the time he left, people were comparing him to Kashinya, but I think the longer it goes, I think we'll probably be a bit fairer on him.
I am very on the fence about Gio. I've been very vocal about my Twitter, you probably know my opinion on Gio. I think I will always thank him for Leipzig, which is about two years ago on Saturday, which is depressing. But I'll always thank him for that Europa League run. I had some of the best nights of my life so far. That Leipzig night, unbelievable. I always remember that. Like most Rangers, like all Rangers fans, will always remember that night. But I think people are gloss over the fact. People talk about he wasn't backed, which is fair enough. He didn't get his own players. I doubt he went to the window, went to Ross Wilson, he went, "Gimme Robbie Matondo, Ben Davies and Tom Lawrence." I doubt that happened. But I think people forget this football was brutal to watch at points. Like, even the season before, he came in with a 6-point lead and we finished the league four points behind them. Like, that was not under his own signings. European football was unbelievable. PSV, even PSV the following season. But I think people forget that it was sometimes a brutal watch. But I would have liked to see what would happen if he got the Michael Beale treatment of blank checkbook, who do you want? We'll get them for you. Rather than Ross Wilson saying, here's English Championship players on too much money.
Yeah, because we know the group of players has caused issues for several managers. And while I don't absolve Gio for any blame on the player's fitness, he was the manager ultimately. He should have addressed that. But, you know, John Lundstrom looked like Rashiki for the wrestling fans, the way he was running. As a professional footballer, you do have a duty to keep a certain level of fitness regardless of what the manager's doing or not doing. So I don't know if a wee bit of naivety came in there for Gio, but I do think you're right. We don't know for sure, but there you go.
I think it's a European thing. I think maybe it's a Dutch thing more than a European thing. He grew up in the Dutch mold, the Johan Cruyff, the Barcelona sort of style of pre-season. Apparently pre-season was a lot of football-based stuff. When, if you're playing Scotland, playing Britain, you need to do a lot more running in pre-season. I remember seeing Stephen Gerrard's pre-season, and it was just running around pitches in Spain in 35 degree heat for hours, folk throwing up and stuff like that. I think you need that more. I think Gio's pre-season, from what I heard, it was a lot of football based, and maybe that was that naivety coming in. I think also you need to look at the fact that Feyenoord fans said a lot of the same things that Rangers fans said about him as well. So I don't know if it is just the fact that he wasn't backed, or maybe for his football just doesn't work domestically.
Yeah. I suppose we'll never know how it would have worked out, because it's one of those things. But I don't know. I'm not going to turn around and say that he shouldn't have been moved on, but I'll thank him for Leipzig. I'll thank him for what he's done as a player, and, you know, wish him all the best. Into current affairs, or future affairs, I should say. A couple of kind of off the field stories that will run through. NASA 2025 has been confirmed that it will be in the Orlando Resort at Champions Gate in Kissimmee, Florida. So they'll host NASA 2025, and this came about as part of the club's partnership with Experience Kissimmee. I'll be honest, before this deal, I never heard of Kissimmee before. It just sounds like a made-up place. So 12th of June to the 15th of June 2025, and all the usual kind of stuff that the club's saying. There'll be officials, legends, ex-players, influencers. So it'll be obviously, once we get this year's out the window, they'll start planning next year's. Something you ever fancied going to, NASA, Scott?
I've always wanted to go to pre-season tournament abroad. I remember the Florida Cup, which lives in infamy. Picture Tav and SpongeBob, for example. I've always wanted to go abroad to see a pre-season tournament, but it's something like, obviously I just don't have the money and the time and because of work and that, whatever. I do love an away day pre-season. Like, I was down in Blackpool 2 years ago, and it was great. Great time. Sheffield Wednesday. God, I think that was 7-8 years ago from Pedro. And again, I had a great time. And I think I'd like to see more away day pre-seasons, because we didn't get one last year. I don't think off the top of my head, I don't think we did get an away one last year. So an away day pre-season is always fun, and especially somewhere in the States would be, if you get a, take 2 weeks off work, get a holiday with it.
Aye. I've always fancied going to NASA. Aye. Also as well, depending where it goes as well. Somewhere with a bit of sunshine, but the way the Rangers season ticket prices are going, the new I'm running them in Oz just to pay for the Scotland Wind Rail. So
the first one came out last week.
Aye.
First payment.
Wednesday.
Jesus.
I was greeting. But it's the same. It's an expensive trip. I'd like to see in the future the club starting to, well, obviously I'm way down the line here, the club don't even have a travel partner for the European games right now, so once that's sorted, it'd be good to see the club start to support supporters with like official travel plans and hopefully get to a bit cheaper for them. But again, this doesn't stop people going. These conventions are packed out every year. So 12th of June to the 15th of June for MD, who's interested in going, you can get booked up. It's at the details are on the Rangers website, and we'll hope to get somebody on for NASA and Orsa over the summer as well, just to get them a chat through their plans. Last main story, I've got Scott, a nice one to finish up on. Walter Smith statue. So you might remember Rangers commissioned plans for the statue to be built in his memory. And they've now started to prep the planning permission, and that'll be submitted in the 14th of June. So we're now starting to get a bit of movement with this. 14th of June, it'll be submitted to the council, and the plan is to put it next to the John Gregg statue in between the corner of the Copland Road and New Edmundston House. So I don't think where the statue goes is too important unless it's somewhere really daft. But I think the big thing for me is it's now planned, and it's we're starting the planning, and we're doing something about it. Hopefully get this up this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's been in the works for about a year, maybe under a year. It's been in the works for a good while, so now they're finally starting to put the plan in place. And yeah, I was hoping it would be finished before the end of the season, and maybe do something. I think maybe like do an unveiling of a pitch or something along those lines. But obviously, it's ready for the Euros. I think it's first game of the Euros as well. And obviously, Walter Smith was Scotland manager, so that's a wee bit special as well. How he would have always loved to see Scotland playing the Euros. I think he probably would have got us there in 2008, but obviously he left Scotland to come back to us. But yeah, I mean, there's not much more to say. It's more than deserved. And yeah, I just hope it lives up to it, because you see some statues of ex-players and stuff, and sometimes they don't look great. The John Gregg one looks great, but you see some, like, I remember the Ronaldo one.
Ronaldo one is terrifying.
The Mo Salah one as well. See the Mo Salah one? It's not good. Hopefully the listeners have seen it. But Mo Salah looks like some weird scientist from a kids' TV show. It's horrendous.
Jesus, I've just Googled that. That would keep you up at night, it really would.
Yeah, so my only worry is that my only hope for this statue is it does Walter the service that he deserves, and it doesn't look, hopefully it looks classy like the man himself was.
No, agreed. I think you need to set the expectation that you'll never, like a statue or a memoriam will never live up to, you know, the memory of a man like Walter Smith. How can you do a man like that justice as long as you don't make a farce of it? You know, that's classy is the perfect way you've put it there, Scott. So that's all the news we have for today. Just before I let you go, Scott, we had the live stream last night. Obviously, myself, Andy and Dean went through the game in more detail on Sunday, and we finished up on our predictions. What's your prediction for Rangers v Kilmarnock on Sunday?
Solid 2-0
win. I'll take that. I think I can't
see it being anything fancy. It's a Derek McInnes team. They can't. You know what you get for a Derek McInnes team. They're not really fighting for anything. I think there's a chance you get a third, but it's highly unlikely because Hearts are quite a bit ahead of them. So I think they're just playing for points and pride at the moment. And obviously we're still in a title race technically. So yeah, I go solid 2-1. Hopefully Derek can do us a favour as well.
Yeah, I predicted 1-0, a nervy, anxious, torrid 1-0 win, and I think it's probably be a stuffy game. But 3 points, I shall take it if it comes. That'll do us for today then. Listeners, also we'll be back with post-match on Sunday and the live stream on Sunday, and we'll have the news every day next week as well. Scott, thank you very much for joining me.
No worries, mate. Cheers for having us, as always.
Always a pleasure. And to everybody, have a great weekend and I hope your team wins on Sunday. Take care.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want truly hydrated skin? Meet Osea's body care breakthrough, Hyaluronic Body Serum. It's clinically proven to increase hydration by 161%. It's lightweight, fast-absorbing, and delivers 24 hours of hydration for silky smooth skin without any sticky afterfeel. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's O-S-E-A Malibu.com, code SUMMER.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.